Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cucina Improvvisata. This is Erica Demain, and I'm coming to you from New York's West Village. This is the first of my talks that will explore themes in improvisational cooking. This is the way I cook. This is the way I've always cooked improvisationally. Many people do, but not everybody. Some people feel a lot more comfortable cooking from recipes or following traditional dishes and making them the same way all the time. You know, it's interesting because I think that I follow traditional dishes, but I almost don't make them the same way every time. My grandmother cooked very traditionally. She cooked, when she made a tomato sauce, for instance, you know, it was going to taste exactly the same every time. You know, and there's some comfort in that, and I like that, but that's not the way I find, you know, joy in the kitchen. I just really need to mix it up a bit. I feel like I always cook from a traditional Italian viewpoint, but I like to explore with the classical flavors. I might not stray far from tradition, but I always like to do things a little differently. I like to think that anything I cook, an Italian will find familiar in spirit. So I'm not going to be throwing a lot of cilantro into my tomato sauces, because that just would make me crazy. I want things to taste Italian. So even within that framework, I'm always contemplating ways to play with classic flavors and to create new dishes. You know, I really like to keep an open culinary head, and I'm hoping these improvisational talks will help you loosen up your cooking as well. And maybe if you're not an improvisational cook by nature, it might kind of push you a little bit into that direction. I think it's nice. It feels very freeing. It feels really freeing to be able to sort of look at a recipe in a book, say, oh, I get it. Close the book and say, well, I get the idea, and I'm just going to now go do my own thing with it. That's a really great feeling. So today, what I really want to talk to you about is the last of the summer tomatoes. This is a time of year that I start getting really anxious when I start seeing produce leaving the green markets, especially the tomatoes, because I just love the tomatoes too much. I mean, I really go crazy when the tomatoes come out in the summer. Now it's early October. They'll probably be around New York, where I live, for a few more weeks, maybe a little longer. But it makes me feel sad to see them disappearing. You know, so I actually start hoarding them. You know, I'll go to the market and I'll buy huge bags of them, not knowing what the hell I'm going to do with them. But, you know, it makes me feel really good to come home and know that I've got a whole bunch of really nice, warm, fragrant tomatoes in my kitchen, and I can still make summery dishes and kind of drag the season out a little bit. I think my favorite thing, I mean, I've done so many things with summer tomatoes this season, but I think my favorite thing in the whole world to make is pasta with summer tomato sauce. In all its variations, it's for me like the best dish in the world, well, one of the best dishes. And also, it can be one of the simplest dishes. I mean, how many times this year, in the last couple of months, have I made a pomodoro crudo, which is just an uncooked tomato sauce that I toss with hot pasta. I've made this for so many friends this summer who've come over to eat it. And they always say, oh God, how did you make this? And when I tell them how ridiculously simple it is, I think they're so grateful just to know that they can put something together so quickly and have the results become so luxurious. You know, at its most pared down, all this sauce is fresh chopped tomatoes, really good olive oil and salt. I mean, you know, I add garlic, I add a lot of things sometimes, fresh herbs always. I can use a little hot chili. Fresh hot chili is really good. Sometimes capers. It depends. But, you know, your choice of tomato is really important here because that kind of will dictate the taste of your sauce. It's going to dictate, you know, the character of the sauce. Heirloom tomatoes are really good for this. I use some of the standard round ones are perfect too. I mean, or a mix. Cherry tomatoes are great. But, you know, I always try to judge the amount of acidity and sweetness a tomato will have. And that's really important for the outcome of this dish. I like a really good balance between acid and sweet. Lately, I've been making this dish with like a Brandywine tomato, I think has really come out maybe the best for me this summer. Because it's really rich, it's meaty, but it's still really bright and summery tasting, but it also has a good mix of acid and sweet. The one tomato that I realized doesn't work for me in this kind of sauce is something that's really sweet with almost no acid. Like, for instance, a lot of the yellow tomatoes I find in the market, you know, I mean, you've seen them, they're really beautiful looking. But, you know, you cut into them and they don't have a lot of juice, they don't smell real tomato-y, and they look a little thick and mealy to me often. And I find that they make a sort of a flat, raw tomato sauce, so I kind of stay away from those. Cherry tomatoes are really good. Plum tomatoes can be good if you find really good ones and things that really smell well. I like the San Marzano tomatoes. Some guy from New Jersey is growing this summer that I find in my green market. Those are really delicious in this kind of uncooked sauce. Romas are okay too, but they're kind of bland, I think. I think Roma tomatoes are kind of overrated. But anyway, you know, this is up to you. You know, some people like more acid, some people like more sweet. You know, play around with it. You know, buy different tomatoes, see what, you know, you come up with. You know, and since I'm not cooking this sauce, I usually don't bother to peel them at all. What I do is I just chop them up, maybe squeeze a little bit of the seeds out of them, and just that's it. And then what you have to do with summer tomatoes is you really need to remember a couple of things here, because summer tomatoes are really, really watery for the most part. And if you just chop them up and put them in a sauce, the sauce is going to be very diluted. So what I always do, and this is really one of the techniques that you have to do when making this sauce. Otherwise, you know, you really can go crazy and make what you want. But really, make sure to salt and then drain your tomatoes. You know, just for like about a half hour, 20 minutes, you'll see that a lot of them will give off a tremendous amount of liquid. I always keep the tomato juice. It's delicious, for one thing. And if I need it later on, after I toss the tomatoes with the pasta, you know, to correct the texture of the sauce, I have it. So it's a great thing to keep on hand. And, you know, if you're not going to use it for that, you can always, you know, make yourself a Bloody Mary or something, which is a little cook's dividend. I do that quite often when I'm cooking. It's very lovely. But remember, I think even more so than the tomatoes sometime is even the quality of the olive oil you use. I'm really, really fussy about my olive oil for a dish like this. Sometimes I want the dish to be a little bit more robust. Sometimes I want it to be a little bit gentle. And, you know, what I'm in the mood for will sort of tell me which olive oil I'm going to reach for. You know, if I want it to be sort of assertive, I'll try a Tuscan oil, a spicy green oil. If I want a more mellow result, I have a really good Pullian oil that I use a lot, which is kind of less green, a little bit more yellow. It's made with riper olives, so it's not as biting. They're both beautiful oils, but depending on what I want. I never use too much garlic in these sauces. Even really beautiful raw summer garlic can be overpowering. You know, I think for a pound of pasta, and if I'm using maybe per pound of pasta, I'd say maybe I'd use about 4 or 5 really nice big round ripe tomatoes. I think I would use maybe only about one clove of garlic, you know, well minced. Because the thing is, you have to remember, like when you put garlic in a sauce with olive oil. The olive oil disperses the flavor, so the garlic will travel around the entire dish. So you really get a lot of flavor for a very little. So, you know, think about that a little bit because, you know, if you can always add more garlic. You can't really take it out. So, you know, then after that, I always put, some herbs, either thyme or parsley I love lately, or basil and mint is a really nice combination. This summer I've been doing a lot of just adding baby arugula, no herbs. I just use arugula as an herb, and that's really beautiful too. It gives a sort of a bitingness. Sometimes when I add the arugula, that's when I want to add my Tuscan oil to make it really, you know, sparkly and kind of intense. You know, I'm always liking the idea of adding cheese to this sauce, but sometimes I don't even bother. Sometimes I just really want the oil and the herbs and the tomatoes, and I don't want anything interfering with that. So, you know, it depends on how I'm feeling, and it's up to you. You know, taste your sauce. Maybe you don't want it. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe you want it pure. Anyway, to make this dish, all you need to do is put the tomatoes that you've chopped and drained into a big pasta serving bowl. Add your olive oil, garlic, whatever herbs you're using, salt, pepper. You know, if you want to add like a hot chili, capers. I mean, you know, you could add anything to this, olives. But what you want to do now is just let this sit for about 10 minutes because you want all the flavors to come together and develop. So give it maybe about 10 to 15 minutes. And you'll notice if you've drained your tomatoes well, you know, it's not going to give off a lot of juice. So you're going to get a really concentrated, good sauce. Now all you have to do is add the hot pasta and toss it. You know, taste it now. You know, taste it. See what you've got. You know, it can be surprising. Sometimes, you know, it could be less intense than you want it or a little sharper than you want it. Oftentimes it's not quite sharp enough for me, so I'll add a couple of drops of vinegar, something usually a little gentle like a balsamic or a sherry wine vinegar, just to boost up the acidity of the thing sometimes. You need that. I mean, probably you're not going to need sugar in this. I mean, I would sort of caution against doing that. But if, you know, your sauce really is too, you know, acidic, add a little pinch. I mean, Jesus Christ, you know, what's the difference? I mean, my grandmother wouldn't do it, but I would. And, you know, this sauce works with, like, so many types of pasta. I mean, I think my favorite is spaghetti or bucatini. I just like the way it looks with the chunks of tomato, but I've made it with orecchiette, for instance. I made it last week with a cavatelli. That was really nice. When I used the cavatelli, I cut the tomatoes into really small cubes, and it looked really beautiful. When I made the orecchiette, I left it a little chunkier, so because the orecchiette has those big, deep grooves in it, so the tomatoes got kind of stuck in the grooves, and it was really beautiful. So, you know, play with this. You've still got a couple more weeks to be doing this, and, you know, you don't want to miss out, because soon, yesterday I went to the market, and there were Brussels sprouts and, pumpkins, which is lovely. I love those things, but I'm not quite ready for them yet, okay? All right, well, there's a lot of other great tomato sauces you can make, and maybe I'm going to talk about a couple more in my next chat. Maybe I'll do part two of summer tomato sauces at the end of the season, just so you don't miss out. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and if you have anything to say about any of this that I've told you today, you know, please send me a note. You know, and if you need some recipes, if you need a recipe, if you want a formal recipe for a pomodoro crudo, please let me know. I mean, I have a few on my website, and I have some in my book, so I'll send you the links to them. Okay, thanks a lot. Happy end of summer cooking to you. Bye for now.